Midas and Zikir Ram. It's exactly Navarli. They told me, Reb Gershon, all day long, he's thinking of two things. How could I break another Midah? And how could I be Mezakir Ram? That's Slabotke, that's Navarli. It's the same Abishta. Slabotke, Navarli, this name, it's all the same. Isn't that striking? The exact same. That was Reb Gershon. They once saw him walking around in his apartments, you know, that he had a little, he made a in the woods, a little settlement. And they, the Yungalite lived there, you know, there was apartment houses all over the place. The Kohelite lived there. He built the whole thing, Rechob Avram Yafin Street, you know, it was an Avardic shtetl, it still is. So they saw him walking around back and forth. Rabbeinu, ma atah mechapes? What are you looking for? He's looking. Ani mechapes shvirut amidot. I'm looking to break another meter. That's my hobby. Do you know how happy he was? Super. If you're looking to break meters, boy, are you having a good time. What kills everybody is the other way. My covet is in danger. Watch out. You know, I just said something yesterday. Oh, no. Now they're going to think I'm one of those. You know, you had so much stress when you're into looking for covet. So he's going the other way. I made a mistake. That's great. No, you don't have to. Some people would go out of the way to make mistakes. There is such a thing. I once read an old Navardiga. Come inside. Make yourself comfortable. Came in the rain. Even if you're going to hear nothing, you are zeicha to the works. Just by coming at every step, Olam Haba. Mavakish Emunah, you're on the biggest people in Klal Yisrael. Mavakish Emunah. And you have all the tzaddikim adorah. Now we have Rabbi Wiener with us. Tarana. Can I ask the Rav's name? The Rav. Yeah, okay. Rabbi Gartenhaus, it's a pleasure to meet you. What?
From New York.
From New York, wow. You see, we're coming all the Cheshuvim of New York are here. The main people have arrived. Rabbi Gartenhaus, do you know we think it's a joke? Anybody comes all the way from New York? Well, even all the way 2 blocks to me. All the way 2 blocks. Every step is Olam Haba. We're living in darkness. Every inch is Olam Haba. You know how much schusim people get? How much schusim for wanting to do the right thing and not making it? They're even bigger. It didn't work, man. That was terrible. I thought he was supposed to be good. In the meantime, I come there, come all the way from New York, and all I see is everybody taking out a pillow and a snoring, half of them. And they'll wake up. I'm in the middle of talking. This is what I came for. Let's say that's what's going to happen. You're going to have 1,000 times more schar. But being, and this goes on throughout your life. Rachmana liba boi. Avishta wants the heart. You're trying that you're in. You don't know how lucky you are. Dalton Slabotka was once singing him as a nigga. I'm a douche de that fat with pleasure. There's so much pleasure in being a Jew. You don't chop. It's a horizontal. But I'm really no good. But I'm not really. It's baloney. It's not even true. But it is true. What's true? It's true to go kill yourself. Suicide bombs. You know, the suicide that the Arabs do, the kamikazes, you know, during World War II, the Japs were on kamikaze units. They got into jet planes. And they crashed to kill, they got killed on the way. It was fine. You know, they, go kill yourself. It's one of the big things to do, you know. It's in style. There used to be a lot of teenage suicide. You know, I want to tell you something, speaking about that. I was in Pennsylvania. And I went to a camp over there to speak. A big camp of beautiful, yeshiva people. Mamash HaKiddush Hashem, what goes on. All these camps. Anyway, it's a mitzvah, these, you know, I mean, mitzvahs, these guys with the t-shirts, those cool guys that are tight, they're not cool, they're Zeus, all of them, they're holy people. Like, you could be cool, I'm also cool. Not wrong, be cool, see, air conditioner. Anyway, but these guys have such chusim. they're keeping little kids off those Tzveifa Goyisha streets. Every second they're in camp, and they're screaming kalua like a meshugana, and they're going, they're fressing, or whatever, sushi, whatever. They're getting out of Maba because they're not in those streets. They're getting them. It's a chorus. Everything is that they didn't get another chorus because they're not with the guy in what misses those camps. A Kaidish Kadashim. I heard that I'm not the only one that noticed that thing. A camp, a joke. I ask these guys for brachas. They look at me. You want a bracha from me? There's a guy with a t-shirt. You know, cool guy, you know, real American Harry. Real. And Mandel with his white beard. I want a bracha from you. You sure you got the right guy? I says, yes, I'm sure. And I explain it to him. You know, it's awesome you have keeping these kids away from Tumah. You know how many mitzvahs you're getting? What he's not doing, you must value what you're doing. Yitzhar doesn't like that. You got 1,000 times more schar, says Erech HaSadikim. If you have simcha shel mitzvah, you got to sit in this your whole life. All your disappointments are gold. You tried, it didn't work. 100 times more schar. Now I'm going to tell you something I heard from the Chashev of Philadelphia Talmidim. He heard this from Reb Mendel Kaplan, Zeichet Tzadik Avracha, the sweetest, holiest. Reb Mendel Kaplan himself told this to him, Kimdumani B'Shem, one of the old Gedolei Yisrael. I don't want to say the name, I'm not sure, but probably it was from the biggest of the big Shem. He said like this. He had a bad day in learning. And he said, who says the Eibishter wants you learning? Maybe he has more nachas from you wanting to learn and not making it? Did you hear that? Maybe the Eibishter enjoys that more. You know what's going on? It's great to be a Yid. Yeah, we're so lucky. The luckiest guys are the guys that think they're not lucky. You know who told, you know, the Zvilat Rebbe told me, those guys with the biggest issues and it's not working here and there, they are, the reason they're like that is because they are the biggest neshamas in the world. They are mamish king. That's exactly why the Yetzirah is on the case. Chassidus Sfarim bring down that when they go ahead. By the way, I drink schnapps, by the way. Anybody, just in case you haven't figured that out by now. I've got some more friends, Smirnov. I got a Jack. I have 2 Jacks. We're not Machben and Zugais. You know the Ben Ishchai was Bedafka, not Machben and Zugais. You know that? For a pigeon I've been, he Dafka had 2 trays. He was to show I'm not, when I, Ben Ishchai, I wonder why, I have the reasons why he was Dafka. So I'm also not. I have 2 Jacks. 2 Jack Daniels. We're not Machben and Zugais. Anyway, we have a goose over here. Anybody want to go flying? We have a gray goose. I guess Shemaka world the image to me. You have to thank Hashem for creating Jack. I heard this guy's very chashuv. Think I really know. Kentucky straight bourbon whisk town branch. Supposed to be very, very chashuv. All these chashuv guys. And here we have this guy. Please don't tell anybody. I'm going to reveal a secret now. My preference from all the business is Weibischnaps. Please don't tell anybody. I'm embarrassed about it. But you know, the liqueur, that's for me. Leave me alone with this stuff. But anyway, I want to sound like I'm a big guy, so I bring this all out. I'm from the big drinks. Look at these guys. Every drop of rain that landed on you is another malach. They came in the rain. Every drop that landed on that is another malach that when you leave this world, the malach's going to go all out for you. I'm the drop that fell on his nose when he's on the way to Mandel's whatever you call it. Lord, I'm tired of you. Eli, hey, the Malach Olam. Shahak Eli Midvarein. I want everybody to see that the road coming to me for Shirayim. I'm a big Rebbe. I mean, the real reason I like to be a Rebbe is because I'm hoping a lot of money is going to come. I'm joking. That's why I call everyone else a Rav. You be the Rav. You Paskin the Shailas. I'll be the Rebbe who gets the money. Galinsky said, this guy came over to him and he kissed him on his hand. He says, hey, I got nothing. Here, they kiss me. It's fine. I'm rolling a dough between you and me. I'm fine. Anyway. So, what were we up to? So he said, the Eibishter, who knows who, Davis has more nachas. Who's Machter? Pleasure to see you. See that? And that Ratzon Tov is gonna go, and he made 20 people laugh. I meant 5,000 people. I don't want to give away. It's only 50 people here. All right. What can we do? It's only no standing room, but that's all it is. But I was hoping. Okay, it's good. More cover, the better. Anyway, Kum Tag Ein, Rabbi Baum. Mach Tzach Chemish. Mach Tzach Pleilah. The holiest Jews in Klal Yisrael are here. Mavakish Emuna, says Yeshaya Navi. If I find a Mavakish Emuna, I'll give a slich on kol ha'ir. You're bringing a kapara to the whole Klal Yisrael. And now it's Erev Elul, the sweetest time of the world. Elul. Scary business. Rav Gershon came Elul. Let me tell you, I saw a Yid Rav Gershon Lieberman, Zeichet Tzadik, Rekadosh Baruch. The Nazis beat him up from head to toe. You know that? From head to toe. His voice was always, and they say, that's a Nazi's job. They did it on his neck. Next. Hagba wasn't shayach to him because they once broke his hand in the concentration camp. That wasn't a gale. One of his heels, I'm not sure exactly, but there was a lot of stuff going on all over his body. No one knew the difference. His simcha level was beyond. And you know why they beat him up? Because he decided when it's time to daven mincha, he made sure that the Nazis should watch him. Here, watch this, guys. I'm going to pray to my God to have you guys in the garbage. And they killed him. They killed him. I heard this fellow, his name is Jaslowitz. He was a rav in a Polish city in Europe after the war. He got up. He said it. Rav Gershon was sitting there. And he says, when they came, they said everybody should come out to, everybody should, for Shabbos, they should come work on Shabbos. Rav Gershon said, oh, not me. Nazis! Because Nefesh! It's mutter, it's a mitzvah! No. Not Navardik. I'm a Navardik. I'm a different ballgame. I have them popped. I couldn't care less. I am not going out. And this is the way the story goes. He said this over. It's a print. He said, Yaskowitz, his name was. Rav Yaskowitz. He was a Rav, a Chashuva Rav. And he got it up. He said the story. And he says, Rav Gershon refused to come out to work on Shabbos Kiddush. So the Nazis got a hold of him. Oh, you don't mess with us. We're real. You're real. Rav Gershon was, they beat him up. Zalosh, and he said, they killed him. Everyone was looking at him. It was over. It was a corpse. That's what they did to him. And somehow the guys got a hold of him and Mason. And that was it. That's just one story of Rabbi Gershon. He decided for Shabbos. I'm so happy I could do this for Shabbos. I'll tell you a story. You know that Rabbi Amram Bloy, I heard this from Dun Segel, Shlita. Rabbi Dun. Dun Segel told this to me. I don't know what a Hafgana is going on in Bnei Brak. It usually was always in Yerushalayim. But somehow I remember, maybe I heard something wrong, but it's not really Negeya. He viewed Reb Amram Bloy walking towards the riot squad, Israeli riot squad. They have lead inside these wooden sticks. There's lead inside. And you get a whack with one of those. Forget it. You're in trouble. It's not just a piece of wood. There's lead inside there, and they whack b'chol keichem. And they're dangerous. Now, I'll tell you, I don't want to be a little bit morbid. I tried to avoid, but this much I'll just say. I saw this in the street of Yerushalayim. I saw blood, and it was a lot. I don't want to go into details. It's enough. I just want to show this man the serious nefesh. After Hafgana, it was Hafgana for the Tuchah Nesim. The place was the famous square called Davidke. You know the place in Yerushalayim? Davidke? That's where it was. I was there. Machal Russo was in jail for a week. They got him. And I asked, we heard he's in jail. We're laughing. He was harmless. Man, Ruzo was harmless. He was like a cute American guy. He was more harmless, even less, more harmless than me. Imagine, I'm like a simple, those days, Befrat, I couldn't open my mouth. I was the quietest guy in the world until Navardigas turned me into the biggest loudmouth in Lakewood. I'm joking. I don't mean that. Chas v'shalom. Anyway, they caught him and they put him in jail. And he can't even run to save his life, this fellow. I don't want to say his name. I used to learn with him at Chabrisa. An American Harry, you know, a real regular American boy. Oh, there's Afghana. He wanted to take pictures. He had no idea what's going on, you know. He wanted to see, bring it back home. Oh, good story, you know. You know who visited him in jail? Rabbi Levine. He said it was worth it. He was there for a week. Anyway, when they caught him, like, we heard that he's in jail. From the yeshiva. I was from Neuch Weinberg, had a yeshiva. I was in that yeshiva. It was one of his first attempts that didn't work. It's a Musa Haskell. He never gave up. And look what he did for Klal Yisrael. Anyway, so we went to ask, where is someone? We went to the jail. And there were policemen standing over there with an earnest look on their face. And it was right after the Havgana. And we heard a few guys were in jail. A few of the guys were caught. It was a pack. It was a big thing. I saw blood, a lot of it. Oof. Shem Yirachem. Anyway. And we heard he's in jail. It was like funny. We're all laughing. Like, he was the least, you know, he couldn't even bark to save his life. He was a sweetie, this chavrusa of mine. He was like a cute guy, you know, a very nice person. But he was as harmless as ridiculously harmless, like maybe too harmless. He was like, you know, how's things, you know. And we came to the jail over there, and they were standing outside the jail, a couple of cops, Israeli cops, and we asked them, is so-and-so there? Kent. They all knew him. We were in shock. Hutafus. Oh, that's so interesting. You're trying to make sure he shouldn't do anything. He's as harmless as, it was ridiculous. Hutafus, and they all had these serious looks, and we walked away smirking. Anyway, he was there for a week. So, Rav Amram Bloy was on the way to one of these Hafganas. And Rav Dun Segal, I heard from Rav Dun, said, he saw that he had no pachad on his face. And he said, and he's walking right into, you know what he's in for. They're going to beat him up, but good. To be meichah for Torah, for Netuchei Mason, I think it was Shabbos. And he walked, you know, he was born on Parshas Pinchas, and he was nifter on Parshas Pinchas. Anyway, so he walked straight towards them. And Rav Dun Segal noticed that man has no pachad. He's walking like he's going Shabbos looking Tulin. Doesn't, no pachad. He says, hey, I noticed you have no fear in your face. You know what he answered him? Echav shein lang mafki gevein alamayna beina fada ebishta. Did you hear that? Free English translation. A long time ago, way back, I gave away all my bones to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unbelievable. He was, a lot of similarities between him and Reb Gershon. Both happy, super happy people. And Reb Gershon was delighted to get some pech for Kavod Shabbos. He was delighted. He was nevardic. They didn't care. I mean, he cared. He cried. I heard this from an eyewitness. When he got banged up by the Nazis, he was screaming, Kuptarai, make yourself comfortable. He was screaming, he was hurt, and the next day, he did it all over again, the same shtick, davening right in front of them, you know, he didn't care. He made a yeshiva, he forced everybody to learn at nighttime. Guys, Lord, are you serious? There's nobody, people gave up the whole Yiddishkeit, they were going with sugar, the Nazis were, well, unbelievable what they did. And Rav Gershon's going strong. No, we have to keep our stern. I'm still in the body. Our concentration camp, I don't see anything. I just know we got to learn. And he always got a safer. and no one knows how. Now, I heard two nishchais. They may both be true. One, he always had a small sefer Torah. And as soon as they took away one, another one popped up 2 days later, no one knows how. And they were confiscating anything, religious articles. You were dead, tefillin. You know what he once did with his tefillin? He was going into a new camp, and they tried to get his tefillin. I mean, they took everybody's tefillin. They checked your head. They caught anything. They caught the guy with anything, and they took it away. And Rabbi Yershin, I need my tefillin. An Avardiga? Don't mess with me. Nazis? What's Nazis? Yes, not scary me. They had a chinuch of not having fear of people. So he just wasn't scared. And he took his tefillin, and they were going to give you a shave with a razor. And you're not allowed to do that. They were going to do it. Echad ha-makif, echad ha-nikif. It's a Gemara, right? If they do it to you, you're also in trouble. But of course, it's different over here. But he didn't want it anyway. I'm not going to get a shave with that razor, not me. So he got a hold of hand clippers. Throughout the years, though, he's in concentration camp. He preempted. You know, I'm taking care of him. You know, you don't have to bother with me. He did it when nobody was looking. He gave himself with hand clippers. So when he was going into a new concentration camp and everyone was being checked, he had his tefillin in his right hand and his hand clippers with the left hand. And the guys who were with him said, "You're crazy. How are you going to hide that?" He says, "No problem." He picked up the tefillin and hand clipper like this, and no one knew anything. And he went in. He was unbelievable. As the Tachin, his life of a Tachin. He was used to this, you know. When you're used to the Abish of running your world, I'm trying to go a little bit, get used to, my hat, where's my hat? Here it is. Now look, Rabbi said. Yeah, this is it. Now you tell me. I'm yeshivish, you know, it's not going to look great. But, is it outrageous? Is it or isn't it? Maybe it is. Anyway, I don't think it is. What do you guys say? Is it outrageous? It's pretty bad. Could use help, no? Is it good? How about this? It's good? Better? Do you know what it looked like? It was ridiculous. It really was. This thing, one thing was totally up. It was exactly like this. And no matter what you did, that was it. And I brought it to be blocked, the guy who sold it to me, and he spent who knows how long, brushing, gave back to me, and boom, it wasn't worth a penny. So I said goodbye. My wife said, "I don't want to see you in that hat." And he says, "This time, I even agree." It was beyond. Until Bahiyayama says, "Wait a minute. Maybe says, do me a favor, straighten out my hat. It definitely looks better than this." So it still doesn't look great, but it looks better than this. Now I want to tell you about my key. My key, I'll show it to you. The key. I have a few keys, Lifeson keys. This key didn't work for a year. And I tried it 2 million times for my car. I tried it 1 million. It's not working. It's not working. I got it. Oh, this one worked. Bahiyayim, I was late to school, and the only thing I had was this guy. And I said, "Hey, mister, do me a favor. I got to get to school. Maybe it'll work." It was sitting there. I took it, boom, it worked. And keep it shahigit, shuvay. No, what is he? Since it started working, ever since, it's a new situation. Yeah, I mean, I said, you think, my Rebbe, Rebbe Gershon, you think, okay, I like to talk about machines. The machines are, now I have to, they want to hear me. The last one, they're all complaining I'm too low. I love when they complain because they want to hear me. It makes me feel important. You know, every complaint makes, they didn't hear me. That's good. Nice to hear that. You want to hear me? Anyway, I'm so happy that everyone's running after me. I love the covet. Chaim Tovim L'Sholem! Simchas Ve'Al Yidin! Mashiach is coming this year! This El HaChamish HaSabav, the Spirit, That's the time we break all barriers. And the Yavish says, take it over the world. Very soon we can have a ball soon. We're going to dance Yerushalayim together. This is Chabura. All the people who are looking for Hashem. Avaki Shemuna. Oh boy. Excuse me. Chaim. Now, okay, let me get to a friend of mine who had some serious problems with a boy, his son. A boy, teenager, is already pissed that this boy became dysfunctional. The boy became dysfunctional, and he was, for months and months, sleep all day, and at nighttime, what do they call smartphones? He put out one of those things, and he was heavily addicted. He was boot camp material l'chol hadayos. This guy was really bad. He wasn't functioning. I mean, learning, forget it. He left yeshiva, it's gone. It's over. He's finished. So the father comes crying to me. And I says, you want to save your boy? True story. You want to save your boy? You want to work with Betachon? Or you want to work with Teva? You want to go with Teva? Go start crying and catching and say, what did I do wrong? What did my wife do wrong? And maybe Marv and me will get together. Each one will point fingers. Remember the way you used to yell at him? That's your fault. And I used to tell you, and remember the way you spoiled him too much? It's your fault. Maybe you could do that if you like. Some people like to fight around. But we don't, you should know that Charata is poison. By the Chidon they say Charata is fear. Get away from there. What Charata? Everyone makes mistakes. Yaakov Avinu, you know, it says that the reason why Yosef, there was problems with Yosef and his brothers, because Al Yishana Bein Abonim, don't favorite. You made Yosef a favorite? Look what you did. Chazal, they let Yaakov have it. You are not a good parent. You want to know how not to be a good parent? Look at Yaakov Avinu. But first of all, don't do what Yaakov did. Now, Yaakov went around his whole life saying, oh, man, I messed up. I caused, he didn't do that. I don't know what he did. But Chazal are full of criticism. There was a Bible, a Galach who wrote a book on the Bible. And he said either it was written by God himself or it was written by the biggest anti-Semite. It says on our greatest hero, Moshe Rabbeinu, it says on him, Yan lo yamant be, you can't go there as well. Your own fault. Look at the criticism going on in the theater. Anyway, in the Baalik they said, the Pope never sins. We do. Okay? We're not. We're normal. We make mistakes left and right. That's what we're all about. And the greatness of a person is, despite your mistakes, you move on. Don't get carried away. Don't go be sugar. My mistake, your mistake, love's up. Whatever happened is the past. It doesn't exist anymore. Rav Galinsky told me. There was a Gadol B'Yisrael. I don't want to say his name, even though everybody knows. He was in all the Gedolim pictures. A Gadol, not a kid. Not a regular Rosh Yeshiva. Adam Gadol did something. His daughter was in the hospital. And she had asthma. 24-year-old single girl. And he was supposed to watch her. He stepped out for a minute, he came back, she was dead. I remember in Lakewood, they were going to Meshuggah when they heard about it. And Rabbi Galinsky had to be Menachem Abel, this person. He told me the story himself. And he said, you got it all wrong. With Hashem, everything is good. There's no place for any depression. No charata garbage. Or sometimes you have to have it as a seder in doing tshuva. That's something else. But no, what people are always having. Yishayim alayim charatas. That's what it says. Anyway, so he said like this, look, she had to pass away. That's the best thing. She had to leave the world. Hashem knows what he's doing. You did something wrong? Fine, do tshuva. What's tshuva? Be more careful. It's over. It's done. Rav Galinsky told this to me. And that's the Navardi attitude. Do tshuva. Big spiel. You know, be a more careful guy. It's done. People today, guilt. It's time for guilt. Let's get on a good guilt trip. Now we have a good excuse to feel bad. And I deserve it. You know, how could you do? And that's a sign that I'm not this, not that. Good. You want to destroy yourself? Some people love doing that. Arabs just blow themselves up. Get it over with. It's done. Some people do it all day long. Now I did this wrong. I shouldn't have said that. I made such a fool out of myself. So Nevada goes, make a joke out of all this stuff. It's all covered. What do you care? You're all human. Try your best. Rahman Ali Babai. Anyway, so we try. I'm sorry. A lot of parents come over to me. I said, I'm sorry. You're the best parent in the world. But look what happened. Yeah. Yetzirah. But it was my fault. Our fault. His fault. Baloney. It's been a Shemayim. Hashem is testing you. What are you going to say with Yitzchak Avinu with his Esav? Did he do a good job? How did that happen? When you say Avram Avinu, Yishmael, they're all not doing too well. These are the others that we're looking up to. They're all, you know, could be better. With Yaakov, with the brothers killing Sinewit. So they're good parents. They're good parenting course. You know, you want to go to the others? We're human. We're going to make mistakes. The whole Torah is full of mistakes. A mistake about the show once gave a shmooze on the whole story of Yosef and his brothers. Mistake. Yaakov's mistake. The Shrata mistake. Yosef, everyone's busy with his mistakes. And that's what it's all about. Who cares? So what? We're human. Don't get, just go on. You try your best and the mistake is there. To see, are you going to get nervous and depressed or not? Are you going to go on and say, it's been a shemayim that I made that mistake? Like Ramatra Schwab told me, he messed up on his shidduch. He said the wrong thing. It was a great girl. He would have been married with her. Gan Eden, everything good. And he said something wrong. Something went wrong. He ran and the lady next to me, does she want me? She's not interested. She messed up. On the tzaddik, you know what a tzaddik you say, Dalam he was, whatever. He came running to Rabbi Yeruchim, and Rabbi Yeruchim told him, it could be you made a mistake, but the Eibishter wanted you to make that mistake. Mistakes. We all make mistakes. No way out of that. And someone who can go on, despite all his mistakes, that's a tzaddik. You can move on, despite all those millions of voices telling you you're no good, that's a tzaddik. Yeah, that's called passing the test. What happened to Yehuda's mistake? Yehuda with Tamar? A scandal? You know, embarrassed? When you read it in the Torah, you don't get embarrassed. The story of Yehuda. Yehuda, he's Malchus with the Maisa with Tamar. What's going on? Zang Chazal, a Malach, pushed them to do it. And the saying was, how's he going to respond? And he said, Tzot Shemi Meni, you got Malchus forever. The reaction to your mistake. You're going to make mistakes. You be done yourself, lekaps chus. And you say, they pushed me from Shemayim to do whatever it is. No, but it was me. No, it's not you. There's a malach pushing. You don't see the malach, but you were pushed. You got to look at yourself. Don't do it again. That's a different story. But if you did something wrong, don't go around. I'm no good. That's Kulei Yetzirah from the beginning to the end. And if you can't help yourself and you're going to keep saying I'm no good despite what Mandel's making his drushes, then be happy. You're a Lev Nishbar. Lev Nishbar is terrific. You're always going around feeling you're no good. That's great. You become humble. I'm not advising the Olam to run after doing that because I think there's enough depression going on. You don't have to look for more. Instead, you know my shittas about depression. We are not quite aggressive. We are, in fact, as soon as this is over, we plan to give out pro-depressant pills. I'm joking. In our books, rather aggressive and the body get along very well. But in our books, we believe if you're depressed, it's fine. Everybody's depressed. You're allowed to be depressed. You have to try not to be. Don't make yourself sugar. I'm depressed. You get depressed, you get less covered. It's a great thing. People don't, you know, if you're like one of these real happy type of guys, the whole world's running after you. That's not so great. All the covered you're getting, let you be the happy guy. I'll be depressive. So you eating up all your covered, getting all the covered, I got less covered. I'll get it in the next round. Great. I mean, about Lachatzili, you have to try to be happy. But if you're not, so what? So you're not happy. You try. That's all. There's no Rachmaninoff. Anyway, let's get back to this guy. My friend comes over to me. and his kid is driving him up a wall. But I did such a job on him. I made him learn a lot of betachon. A lot. He's almost a my madrega. Not so easy to get a my madrega, but he's trying. I'm joking. Anyway, so the guy, I taught him how to deal with this kid. I said, don't you dare say one word to that boy. Nothing! Not a suggestion, a hint, maybe, did you go to Davin? None of it! Keep away. He's a great kid. And we have decided he is a great kid. I passed him. He's a tzaddik. That's done. He's a masmid. He's a tzaddik. Go lie. No problem. I believe in lies. I thrive off lies. Rabbi Miller has a tape called The Artificial Man. I hold that tape is required. It's not shy. You gotta hear it. Anyway, he's a great kid. Nothing wrong. It's a stage. It's nothing. And you know what you do with this kid? Buy him chocolate bars. Oh, Yankee, would you like some ice cream? You see Yankee without a citrus, doing some nasty stuff or whatever. Oh, Yankee, I'm going to buy you a new bike or something. Just chayil. Keep out of kodesh. Don't be so frum. No frum. I'm not a frum type of guy. And whatever Yankee does is fine. Yankee, we're best friends. And if you can, tell Yankee, and any will believe you, even if he doesn't. This guy did this many, many times. When guests came, anybody, he showed off his Yankee. This is my son. I taught him, don't get into this cupboard. My son, the tzaddik, or else don't hide him in a box. Like, so remain. Are you crazy? Show off the kid that don't look so good. So you don't, that can be such a regular cup. Whole world has to see how much nachas you have. Who cares? You're trying to show off your nachas? Okay, if you want to do it, do it. Some people do those things, it's fine. But, and us Navardigas, we don't go for that. We don't show off that. So we show off the guy that people will criticize. Hey, he's not a good father. That's the guy I want to show you. So I'll get a little busyness. I love that. Be mavazmian. Well, your opinion means nothing. Anyway. So he did that many times at every opportunity. And he just coming by. There's my Yankee. See, he's a chash of a bacha. And Yankee's looking. And the father keeps going like, when Yankee, anything wrong Yankee does goes over his father's head, I didn't see it. I didn't notice. And he's looking at who knows what. Oh, I didn't notice. He noticed. I didn't notice. You know, he said this, Ramatul Schwab once told a younger man, Malim ayin me cited him. You say that in the Rosh Hashanah Davening. The Eibishter looks away from people who are going astray. Malamai, I didn't notice it. Don't notice. Your wife does something nasty, I didn't notice. Your kid, your shviga, your shver, your chavrusa, and yourself too. I didn't do anything more. I didn't get angry. No. I'm a great guy. No. There was nothing. I'm not an angry guy. Bug off. You're going to be nice to everyone else and not to yourself? No good. Chayecha kaidmen. I hold, be nicest to yourself. Everybody, Reb Shlomo Freifeld told me this. You gotta be positive about everybody. Rabbi Miller told me. You gotta be, I'm great and you're great. Now I told the joke with my shver, which half the guys heard already. But I wanna, Vilu Nishmas my shver. My shver was a munkacha. He had a Belzer friend back in the Haim. And the Belzer friend told him, by us and Belz, we all, I'm nobody, you're nobody. If they're going to sleep, it's going to. My shver told him, if think, if halchim a madrega, as deep as going to. Think I'm holding madrega, you're nothing. My shver's joke. My shver was the best. You know what he said about Mashiach? He once talked to my wife about Mashiach. He was Hasidish. My wife was Litvish, you know. So we had to work things out. You know, I fell in, he fell in with me. No strimal. I fell in with him too, you know. We both fell in. It's fine. We got along. But once my wife told him, you know, Mashiach's going to be a Litvak. She tells my shver. My shver said, no. Mashiach guy, nizanka Litvak. Zan, Eisel got Zan a Litvak. His donkey's going to be a Litvak. It was a great one. I loved it. You know, when I said this over, I went to Williamsburg, to Borough Park. There were 200 Borough Park Hasidic guys wanted to hear Mandel speak. So Mandel gets, I told them this. And when I told it over, I says, please don't let anybody in Lakewood know what I said just now. Close all the doors, please. I want to make it dramatic, you know. Nobody in Lakewood should ever know what I just said now. What my Schwez joke. She has eyes on the guy tonight, I'll let you. Anyway, I'll tell you something. This is cute. I came back to Lakewood, and I told over what I said in Borough Park. And I told it to a couple of guys. And they were on the floor. They liked it, even though it's making fun of us. But they were laughing their heads off. And I noticed that in Lakewood, they laughed more than in Borough Park. Borough Park, they also laughed. So I got a shot why. Because in Borough Park, in Lakewood, it's a joke. In Borough Park, it's not such a joke. That might be the situation. Anyway, you know that I don't like to speak to ladies. No, I don't like to speak to them. Why? I hope the ladies aren't, I don't know how they feel about what, oh my, how much they appreciate what I say periodically. Somebody once got a hold of me, Mandel, you're not with ladies, you're no good. You know? I says, I'm just kidding, leave me alone. I hope people have a sense of humor. You know, one of my close relatives, a woman, said that her husband's a big mitzvahian. So they were all a bunch of ladies. She says, oh, your husband is such a great person. He really is a super tzaddik. Everyone loves him. And so this woman, she says, she's my type, this lady. She says, behind every successful man is an abused wife. So guess what? There are a couple of ladies. Some of them laughed, but some of them were looking at her like, oh, I didn't know that was the case. Some people don't have a sense of humor. You gotta watch what you say. They don't cop. We're kidding. Oh, he abuses you. Oh. Yeah, some people. That's why I don't like to speak to ladies. I'll tell you about this type of lady. She's one of my close, my relatives. I once said to a lady, once told me on the phone, Rabbi Mandel, I heard that you're Mashiach. You hear what's going on? I'm Mashiach. Why not? I said, someday, yes, Gerson, I'm Mashiach's Azel. One of the two. Anyway, I'm joking. Let's get moving with this guy. This guy, the kid, was mamish. The kid was mamish. He was doing all the nasty stuff. And the father was feeding him chocolate bars and laughing at the whole thing as if there was no issue. Sanger said, you'll take a whole batch. Everybody take a whole batch of going back to New York. Spread them all over the place. My B'tacha Wheatley's is a schooler. Anyway, so he did all the nasty, when his kid did something good, the father went with sugar. Oh, see? Because that right, Ricardo, she's great. Time goes by, months and months go by, and he speaks to his wife, isn't he great, our son? And his wife says, uh-huh. And he refuses to acknowledge. And not only he's got a simcha about the whole business, he's not even serious. This kid's going off the derech. This kid's addicted. The kid's doing kol davar, and the father's laughing his head off. And he talks about him like he's a tzaddik, and he doesn't care. Sure enough, at every opportunity, he says a nice thing. When he talks to the Eibishter, this guy, Eibishter, thank you for that lovely son. I'm serious. Once in a while, we'll catch a little. Maybe Taka. I couldn't mind if he'd be a little bit more, do what you're supposed to do. Anyway, by here again, it took months and months. One day, suddenly, he cut down on his, by half. Half as much of that garbage suddenly disappeared. And one day, he ended up going to Shacharis. What a minyan. Getting up at a normal hour. It was only 11:30 for him. It's okay. 11:30 is early. How'd you get up so early today? Anyway, he started. But the next time, back to where we started. So you know what people do? When they see a ray of hope, and the next day it's the other way, they throw in the towel. It was nothing. You see, just once he did it, doesn't mean anything. You're wrong. He's going uphill. It's just a bumpy road. That's all. But he's going up. Sit on that. He once went. Now he went twice. But in the middle, who cares about the middle? Better than before. People are so negative. If he falls, then you give up because he was getting better and now he's still getting worse. So now you really give up. You don't do that. Any little bit of improvement, Chavis Sabova speaks about it. Make a big spiel out of every tiny improvement. And thank your head off. And make, he's not a great kid. By young, he got better and better and better. Until one day, this was Mamish Nisim Guliyim. He got up one day on his own. No one said a word. I told the father, don't say a word to him. Maybe you should at least get a job, at least act normal. People will say about you how you're going to get a shirach. None of that stuff. Not a word. Rav Shlomo Feifel was big on that. That's from Slabodka. Silence. You know, Rav Chazon Ish once told somebody, the power I have over you is the silence that I have. That's my power over you. That's a different one. But keeping quiet, it has power. When you open your mouth, you'll lose your power. You fall. Then you're one of those naggy guys who, you're talking to the wall anyway. He knows how crazy he is. You have to rub it in. Leave him alone. And you steig in patience. And when you steig, he steigs. When you fall in your patience, he also falls. Because you can't control your meters. Why should he control his? You're in the same boat. Same type. You harbor on meters. I heard this in the body, very stark. You work on yourself, watch your kids change. Anyway, of course he got a diamond. And he went to work 6 hours a day in a good kosher environment. Unbelievable. Makes no sense. His mother went berserk. How did that happen? His father looking at each other. And he comes running to me. He was speechless. And then after a few months, he says, you know, I still wouldn't mind if he learned. I says, go ask the boss. He can do anything. He davened. 2 days later, he makes an announcement. I don't like to work. I want to go back to yeshiva. Yeah, what's going on? When you have patience, and have patience with yourself too, you're going to do sins throughout your life. And they're going to get you depressed and discouraged. After so many years, I'm still kas, terrible thing. You lose your neshama. You want to go kill yourself. Have patience. Reb Nosson Zatzal used to say, you have to have sablanus with yourself. You have to have patience with yourself. You're always going to be a little bit not so great. Thanks for coming. Sit down, Rabbi Sai. Make yourself comfortable. You have to have sablanus with yourself. I'm wondering if I have any. My latest mifus, my anacle, came from 3.5 months old. And is crying, give a bracha, you should straighten out. He's a nice kid, my anacle, cutie. So, Shimshon Pincus once told me on the phone, when he had a few anacles, he was screaming, look what Hashem can do, he makes grandchildren. Isn't that delicious? You know why it's good? Because now the kids are in trouble. Till now, ta, ma, you're always this, you're always that, you know, we're the bad guys. And as soon as there's 8 o'clock, I don't have to get up in the middle of the night with that little schnook. All I do is bring the chocolates. I'm the Zeta. Ha ha. Now, I'm the good guy and you're the bad guy. So that's why it's a special, you know, smirk. All us Zadies and Bobbies smirk when we get those 8 o'clock. Ha ha. Joke's on you. Now, you're not such a good parent. Uh-huh. Okay. It's fine, you know. Now you understand us a little bit. When you were a little bit, it's better don't say anything, but this is what's going on in your head. I'm so sorry to see that you have trouble with your kids. Uh-huh. You forgot what I went through. Oh, And you thought I wasn't second, not such a high rating parent. How's it going? Oh, I feel so bad, yes. I'm joking. Anyway, so that's why 8 o'clock have a special flavor. All I do is be Mr. Good Guy. That's it. I'm not responsible to be Machanas. Rabbi Miller was shown. I heard this story. I for sure do this stuff. I don't know if he did it or not, but that's for sure my darach. I'm very connected with Rabbi Miller in his sheet. Even though I was mainly in Avardic, but he fits in with my, not stunned. So the children were complaining about the wild Indians, the Anaklach, jumping all over the house. And they call in Rabbi Miller. And he looks at the Anaklach. Wonderful children! That's it. Yeah, that's my derech. I didn't see it. Something bad? Who? What? Oh, they did something. Oh, I didn't notice. But the kid's doing this. I'm not one of those, you know. I'm a different type. Call me when there's fun. I'm a fun-loving guy. I'm not interested in what went wrong. I'm not in that whole mode. I don't like that stuff. I came to this world to enjoy life. I have no interest in, I like to lie a lot to say everything's great. When COVID broke out first time, it was really bad. People were, mama's dying one after another. And people go, Rabbi Mandel, what do you say? I say, about COVID, there's so many healthy guys out there. I'm busy thanking Hashem. All these stomachs are working. The hearts are okay. And everyone, the ears, the eyes, the teeth, able to walk and eat good foods. And a geshmak of black gemara. What's going on? The world is packed with goodness. Why should I focus on something going wrong? There's so much going right. Aren't you crazy? And I said, I will get involved in COVID maybe, but first I got a lot of work. You know, all the healthy guys, most guys seem to be fine. And I'm very heavily involved in thanking Hashem for all the good stuff going on. We'll get around to the things that go wrong, but I'm not into that. I don't enjoy it. And some people love it. They don't stop. They have a geschmack in being negative. Yetzer hara! They love dirt. Do you know what happened to so-and-so? And by themselves, too. Self-pity is a lot of fun, also. You know what I'm going through? You feel good about being... Like Shlomo Sessions, I once asked him, what would you tell the public? He dealt with thousands of people. What would you tell them if you had a message for the public? He said, if you want to have Rachmanis on yourself, don't have Rachmanis on yourself. Rachmanis is ridiculous. What do you need it for? I had such a hard day. You know, well, I try to go all the time, never, ever to say anything negative. I double check. What is that positive or negative? If I say something went wrong, you know, my wife, I hope she's not listening. I have a lot of private stuff going on. My wife doesn't listen. I'm joking. I want to sound interesting, so I do that. Do you know that half the time I have a shul, and I'm always saying things about, I like to be controversial. It's more fun. There's a Meister Rabbi Miller. He once said something about the Holocaust. And he said that they actually deserved it. The Yidden were, they did a lot of avodas, so the Nazis came. And this old Polish Yiddel who went through the Holocaust started screaming in back of the Beis Medrash, how dare you talk like that? The Yidden in Europe! Because he went to Hitler. And so people try to throw him out, because Rabbi Miller is speaking. And Rabbi Miller says, no! Leave him alone! Let him scream! It brings in people! You know? There's a Meister with Reb Shalom Shadron. He was once speaking in Muncie, I heard. And he had a packed house. He was a great speaker. And he said something controversial. And there's a certain group of people who don't go for that way of thinking. And they're sitting up front at that top. You know, they got sheetahs. Nice people, but they're strong in their sheetahs, you know. And the two first rows were full of those guys. And they came to hear Reb Shalom. And suddenly he said something that was controversial by them, not by everyone else, but those guys. So they picked themselves up in the middle of the shmooze, and they stalked out. And they left the first two rows empty. As soon as they did it, Rishon Shurdan says, those guys at the back, now you got seats, come up. There's room for you. Now you can sit down. That's the way to go. Be positive. Now you got seats. These guys left. Now, Baruch Hashem, we have seats. Don't get too excited. There's always a positive. Everything that happens in your life, has to be positive. Anyway, where are we up to? You want to hear my latest mifus? So my anacle is here, and he cries a lot. So my latest anacle, he's cute, he's delicious. You got to thank Hashem for anacles. But kids are so zeez. I'll tell you something. When I hear a good bot, I also go meshuga. My Adam told me a bot. I'm still a Shabbos Nachmo. He's a big Mitzvah, my Adam. You know what? When he became my Adam, they're all Mitzvah on him. All my kids? Every single one of them. G'daylam. Anyway, so my Adam, with a guy like me, you never know.